Welcome to Conversations with Hikini Podcast. Today's podcast episode, What's My Favorite Wednesday? I will be sharing one of my favorite podcast episodes. So grab your smoothie or a cup of tea and join the conversation. Let's go. Hey there. So just to let you know, I will be sharing some of my favorite podcast episodes. And so I'll just give you a clip, a little glimpse, and I will include all of the details in the show notes. So enjoy. Welcome to Conversations with Hikini, author and creator. This podcast is all about learning how to live in time, living more mindfully one day at a time. So grab your smoothie or a cup of tea and join the conversation. Let's go. Nutrition is more than what you eat and the weight that you carry. That slogan has been with me for going on 6 years now. As I was thinking about all the things that I was learning, and just that slogan just came to mind, and I have made it a part of my life. And so in today's episode, as people are learning how to survive the holidays, we are going to discuss the topic of food. So we started a holiday, or you can call it an unholiday series, where we talk about surviving the holidays, the wellness edition. So last week we talked about the spiritual. This week we're going to talk about food. Every time I think about that, it's just like from one of the Ice Age movies, like food, glorious food. Oh, I used to love that. So, but when we think about food, and but people are gearing up for the holiday, and the most important thing is the food. The most important thing is figuring out what's the menu, right? What are you going to have on that? What are you going to have? What's the traditions that you have, that your family has? Maybe you're trying to start some new traditions, as maybe your family is getting bigger. So when we think about surviving the holidays, people get so excited to see their loved ones eat. But then guess what? Another day or two, they're feeling sorry for themselves because they ate too much. And now they're ready to get rid of the so-called extra weight, right? But what if you took those famous special recipes and made them a little more healthier? What if you did that? Or you can argue and say, oh, they just won't taste like grandma's. Well, obviously, it's not going to taste like grandma's because you're not grandma, right? Even though you may have grandma's casserole or her fried chicken recipe, it's not exactly like grandma's because you're not grandma. But you, of course, you try to get it as close to her recipe or grandpa's recipe or whomever, your auntie, your uncle's recipe or cousin them and all that. But to decrease some of the stress around the holiday or unholiday, whatever you call it, the time you get together with your family, one thing that you can do is start reading the labels. Start reading the labels of the ingredients that you buy. Now, if you have lots of inflammation in your body and a pill is what makes you feel better, I can't judge you for that. But what if you actually looked at some of the labels and found an alternative? For instance, chicken broth. That goes in everything, right? Chicken broth, chicken broth, chicken broth. You know, if you want to get all like health conscious, you'll use the veggie broth, but of course you know it doesn't taste the same. But instead of buying the chicken broth that's cheap and has all the extra things that you can't read, what about trying to buy the organic chicken broth? That is something, right? So just things like that. That's something that you could tweak. So you could start with the chicken broth. That's one thing you could start with, and buy the brand that's organic or more natural. Now, of course, it's going to cost a little bit more, but think of it as a gift to you. A gift to you and a gift to your family that you are being more health conscious and making it a little healthier. What difference, what a great difference it can make, even if it's that one thing, because it could be an additive in the broth that could cause bloating. You never know. I mean, there's things and additives that people, that companies put in different, foods or food substances that may cause bloating, or you have to go to the bathroom more. So what if you start reading labels and found the more healthier version of that thing? You don't have to do that many tweaks, but what if you just started there? And not thinking about, oh, it's going to be a lot more, but think of the great benefits it's going to add. You're not losing the recipe, you're enhancing it, because guess what? That organic chicken broth is going to have more flavor than that bland stuff you've been buying. It's going to have a little bit more flavor. It's going to be more fresh. So I dare you to try to do that. That's one way you can survive the holiday with your food, is checking out that label and just making that simple tweak, okay? Now let's add to that. So not only you are going to read the label and that's going to help, but it's going to also reduce the inflammation. Like we just mentioned, there might be something that may cause bloating. So when you read that label, in turn, it's going to decrease the inflammation in the body. If you want to get more detailed about that, right? Also, it may give you more energy. People get that itis after you eat that turkey and you're ready just to take a nap. So what if some of the trimmings were made from some organic ingredients? Instead of caramel color, you're adding some real ingredients to your recipes. So you're reading the labels, you're decreasing the inflammation, and you're adding more energy because you're getting something that's more like food than a food substance, okay? Just think about it. Just once, like I said, start with the chicken broth, and then you can, if you want to add something else, you can add something else. Well, one thing too, you have to remember when you are thinking about surviving the holidays centered around food, is being more mindful. You're being mindful of your shopping and you're being mindful of what you put in your mouth. And guess what? When it's time to actually sit down and eat, take some time, give thanks, and take the time to chew your food. You like to scarf things down, but I bet you can really taste if you really like that thing. If you really like that particular food item, if you slow down. I heard someone say it was some like doctor who ate Big Macs during his lunch break, and he only had a few minutes or so to run there and get a Big Mac, and he scarf it down. But when he started eating more mindfully, and he was slowing down with his meal, he noticed that he really didn't like Big Macs. Isn't that something? Sometimes when you can take your time to just relax through your meal and eat, it may be something that you can like swap out for something, maybe a more healthier option. Or maybe you may come to enjoy all the flavors of something that you thought was gross. You never know. Sometimes you may try to avoid those certain things, but maybe your mom when you were little said, "You gotta eat a few of these," and you're just like, "Oh no," and you're just stuffing them in your mouth. But what if you would have probably took the time to relax and just really notice the color, the texture? So that's something you can practice, more mindful eating.
Make sure you catch the entire episode of Conversations with Hikini. I'll leave all the details in the show notes. Bye for now.